Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Yud Beis, Pesachim 12. And today's Daf Yomi, Rava teaches us that the reason why we prohibit eating chametz from the fifth hour is Gzeira Mishum Yom Hamu'unan, that we're concerned about a cloudy day, that a person can't see the sun, and a person is going to make a mistake between what time it is, and he's going to not realize that it is the seventh hour of the day, and he's going to think it's still the fifth hour. And so therefore, since a person will make that mistake, we're going to prohibit eating already from the fifth hour. So the Gemara says, well, if we're concerned about a cloudy day, if that's the case, Ihachi, says the Gemara on the bottom of 12b, Afilu ba'arba Shabbos nami shaos nami lo necho, a person should also already stop eating chametz from the fourth hour of the day, because in the fourth hour of the day we have to be concerned. Maybe it's cloudy, and therefore maybe the person's not going to be able to distinguish between the fourth hour and the seventh hour, and so therefore, or personally, chametz at a time where they're not allowed to. So it says, Rav Papa, Revius Mansudo Lakohi. No, the everybody knows the fourth hour of the day, because the fourth hour of the day is a time where people know to eat, because that's where everybody eats at that time, at the fourth hour of the day, starting after sunrise in the morning. And so therefore, even on the eve of Pesach, from the fourth hour of the day, people will be able to eat without confusing it with the seventh hour of the day. And so therefore, that's why that's why Rabbi says we stop eating the chametz already from the fifth hour of the day, but not from the fourth hour of the day. And how do we know this? So the Gemara challenges Rav Papa's idea that the fourth hour of the day, everybody knows to that it's a time where everybody eats a meal, because we have a braisa, and the braisa taught Shah Rishona that during the first hour of the day, the first hour after the sunrise, Machal Ludim, that's the time where the Ludim eat. Who are these Ludim? Well, Rashi tells us in Meseches Shabbos Daf Yud Amid Aleph, Rashi tells us that the Ludim are this nation, Shekorin Kanlinas. I don't know, it sounds a little bit like cannibals, but I don't know what kanlinas is. V'ochay adam hein. Rashi says they eat human beings. V'heim rav tanin. They're gluttonous. You can imagine that they're gluttonous because they eat human beings. So these people, these ludim who eat human beings, they can't wait. They start eating it as soon as the sun rises. What is the shnia, the second hour of the day? Who eats then? This is machal listin. These are the bandits. The bandits eat in the second hour of the day because they're also gluttonous like the ludim. However, because they're up all night, they're going to be sleeping in the first hour of the day, and so therefore they only wait to eat until the second hour of the day. Shlishis, by the third hour of the day, who eats in the third hour of the day? This is machal yorshin. These are the people who are the trust fund inheritors. They inherit the money, and so they eat early at this time. What's the reason? Because Rashi says here, because they don't work for it, and so therefore, since they don't have to work, therefore they're eating for their money. And the Maharal adds that if you eat during the third hour of the day, it's considered to be like a waste of money, because at this time of day, a person is still not yet hungry, and they're eating without these people who are inheriting their money, they're eating at a time where they're not maximizing the benefit because they're not even hungry yet, and so therefore they're wasting money. Rashi and Shabbos explains that the reason why they eat in the third hour of the day is because they don't have to go out to work, and so therefore they're at home. Everybody else is running to their job. They're commuting or they're going out into the fields, but these people, they don't have to worry about work, and so therefore they're sitting at home eating in the third hour of the day. The Revius, the fourth hour of the day, is the Machal Polin. This is the time where the workers eat, and that's where the Gemara is going to point out a contradiction between this and the statement we said earlier, that the fourth hour of the day is where everybody eats. Chamishis, the fifth hour of the day, that's the Machal Talmidei Chachamim. That's where the Torah scholars eat. And the Shishis is Machal Kol Adam. And the sixth hour of the day is where everybody eats. So we see from here there's a distinction there's a contradiction, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa Revius Mansudo Kohi. And so Rav Papa, how could it be? Because Rav Papa says the fourth hour of the day is when everybody eats, and according to this brisa, everybody's eating in the sixth hour of the day. So says the Gemara, Ewa Epoch. So we have to switch the brisa around, say Revius Machal Kol Adam. In the fourth hour of the day, everybody eats. Chamishis Machal Poem. The fifth hour of the day is when the workers eat. And Shishis Machal Tamid Acham. And the sixth hour of the day is when the Torah scholars eat. Mikan Va'elach. From that point on, from the six-hour day onward, Kizorik Evan Lachemus, it's like you're throwing a stone into a sack of leather, because it doesn't help the body at all. From the sixth hour of the day, it doesn't help at all. Abaye says, Lo Amran, when do we say that after 6 hours the eating doesn't help? El Dolo Time Midi Bitzafra, if you don't taste anything in the morning. Well, time midi b'tzavra, but if you tasted something in the morning, then leislimba, then it's not going to be a problem at all. We see from here that there each hour of the day is distinguished on the basis of what a person is, and the ludim, the robbers, the first hour, the second hour. So what do we do with this phrase? So the Hasidic interpretation is that each of this doesn't just, we're not supposed to take this literally, but it refers on a deep spiritual level to different categories of people. So for example, the first hour of the day, when we say that, when it says in the Brisa that this is the time when the ludim eat, the Hasidic interpretation is these refer to what does it mean to eat somebody who eats flesh and blood? This is like the people who gossip, bale lashon hara, that when they gossip about somebody, it's like you're eating that person alive, and that's what it means. People wake up their day and they start saying in the first hour of the day, they already start gossiping. You can imagine like people going on social media in the first hour of the day, they're spending their time spreading bad things about people. This is what it means that the machaludim are eating people in the first hour of the day.